From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief with Chloe, August 25th. 10 stories evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy, Magic Kingdom's Villains Land will have two new attractions, including a Maleficent coaster. Disney unveiled tons of new details about its expansions at Walt Disney World Resorts in Orlando, including the exciting news that Monstropolis, located in Hollywood Studios, will open its gates to human visitors in 2027. In 2025, we learned that one big chunk of Magic Kingdom, as in multiple acres of space, will become the gloomy, mystical Villains Land inspired by the wicked characters from your favorite Disney films. Now, we have our first look at concept art for the expansion's two new attractions. Next, second from Youngna, the art of the extended family vacation. Driving around Cape Cod, you repeatedly see a road sign that reads thickly settled. It's unclear what to do with this information. Does it refer to the amount of plant growth, the number of hydrangeas in bloom, an invasive species? Is there a colony of tiny ants threatening to take over? I resist looking it up while we're staying in Chatham, on the elbow of the Cape, on the second of three extended family trips this summer. I tried to squeeze in every last drop of summer, including a cute new brand I discovered with the most clever name, the thing I do for my family that they never seem to notice, the pants I might be returning, a carrot needlepoint pillow, what I finally decided to needlepoint on my Erica Wilson Leitch Key Basket discount codes. 1. If you're looking for fun ways to spend time with your teen, we asked thousands of parents how they keep engaged with their teens, and here's what they told us. Prepare and cook a meal or bake a treat together, visit local museums and art galleries, go on a hike or nature walk, attend a local sports game. You have a movie marathon night, play board or card games, family game night, attend community events or festivals, visit a nearby amusement park, have a picnic in the park, volunteer together at a local charity. This is just the top 10. Read the complete list for 100 ideas. Up next, third from Jesse Loves. Jesse's most loved, August. August, you came way too fast. And then, fourth from Grown and Flown. 100 things you can do with your teen. Next, fifth from Munch Menus. Heap hard pasta salad. One of the most read essays I've written for this newsletter was on the subject of protein. There is hysteria in the zeitgeist. Vegetarianism and veganism are on the decline, at least in their strictest sense. And parents are turning toddlers into mini bodybuilders, making pizza crust with ground meat and sneaking protein powder into their muffins. As the author of a cookbook named Carbivore, I have a nuanced take on the subject. Up next, sixth from Sincerely Vivi, #71 the chair. I cannot sit here, it's too noisy. I cannot concentrate. There's chaos everywhere, is what we say whenever we go to crowded places while looking for serenity. Chaos plus crowd equals peace and serenity? No such thing, except one place on this earth. Maka, the busy this place in the world, a city that literally doesn't sleep. You get pushed around with hardly any sleep, but you'll find people coming back home saying, gosh, I miss it so much, I was so at peace there. Defies logic, doesn't it? It's something special, the Holy Land. And then, seventh from Kate Viller. We're excited about the Jewish filmmaker behind the Gilmore Girls documentary. Boy with the Poodles, an official Gilmore Girls documentary, is coming to HBO. It has been 26 years since viewers were first introduced to the quirky denizens of Stars Hollow, including mother-daughter duo Lorelai and Rory Gilmore. Now, for the first time, series creator Amy Sherman-Palladino is going to take fans behind the scenes with an official documentary about the beloved show. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.